Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio, 805 on AM 970, The Answer, flagship station for all of Salem media, screaming 50,000 watts out of New York. You know, around the country anymore. We love you for listening around the country on AM970TheAnswer.com and around the world for that matter. We appreciate it. We want to get into the issues. This is a big hour for us this hour. We have Douglas McGregor, Colonel Douglas McGregor, and kind enough to join us, retired United States Army Colonel. There's so much going on. Also, Colonel McGregor, great author. If you could Google Colonel Douglas McGregor and read some of his vital books that I think is a must read with all that's going on in the world. He is a former senior advisor to the Secretary of Defense. Colonel, welcome back to the show. Always great of you to take time to join us, sir.
Great to be with you, Joe.
Well, we're confused, Colonel, and I'm putting it lightly. I see what's going on. I see a massive movement going into Ukraine and Russia, and there's a fight, and a lot of us feel, Colonel McGregor, that it's a distraction. It's just, and it feels like it was, it's like the Obama administration, like we're over this, and their whole mindset, and correct me if I'm wrong, Colonel McGregor, the whole mindset of this Biden administration, quote unquote, is like decades old. They're not understanding the geopolitical way of the world these days. Am I wrong when I say that, sir?
No, not at all. I think there's a lot of truth in that. In fact, I just before I picked up the phone and answered it, I had sent a message to friends in Europe that I served with at Supreme Headquarters Allied Powers Europe. Mm-hmm. And for your audience, that's the headquarters that commands NATO. And they said, what do you think? And I said, well, look at it this way. The terrible Trump, the evil one you hated, the man who tried to cultivate a better relationship with Russia, the man who thought that you should be, you know, your own first responders and defend yourselves. That evil person is gone, and now you have the man you wanted, Joe Biden. Yeah. You know, the Prince of Fools, the Soros puppet, who essentially is a globalist, a leftist, who believes in no borders, no internal security, unrestricted crime, and so forth. So you should really enjoy this. This is a wonderful experience for you. You've gotten everything you wanted. I haven't heard back.
I mean, and then it's so mismanaged. And tell me, Colonel, that the same people that handled Afghanistan are handling this Ukraine-Russia thing, correct?
Oh, absolutely. The 82nd Airborne Division commander who gave you the mess at Kabul is in command largely of the paratroopers and evacuation that they're planning to do out of Ukraine. And, of course, this time you're dealing with 30,000 Americans in Ukraine. And the funny thing is we've sent all these troops in, and I guess we were planning on using helicopters or whatever to go get people. I have no idea. Yeah. But now they've been told, well, you just sit in Poland and set up camps for the people as they arrive. And they've told these people, you can drive out. Well, if you've ever been there, most people haven't. That's that's about 180 to 200 mile drive as a minimum for most of the Americans over really crappy roads. So I'm sure they're delighted to know that this kind of help is on its way.
You know, but why are they in Poland? They're putting troops there to accept people who are, they're planning, are going to run out. I mean, Putin is, and correct me if I'm wrong, Colonel, you know this so well, and that's why we always appreciate your expertise, sir. But Putin must just be laughing every single night. He's like playing us as fools, is he not?
Well, that's not very difficult to do, with all due respect to Putin. He didn't have to try very hard. But let's be frank, you know, we look ridiculous. This was always my concern from the very beginning.
Yes, sir.
You know, the notion that we were going to try and do anything in Ukraine militarily to stop the Russians in the event of something was always absurd. I mean, it's too far. We can't get there in time with enough to make any difference. So the biggest mistake you could make, of course, is to embarrass yourself by pretending that you can do something that you can't. And all Putin has done is say, fine, the hell with you. Look what I'm going to do. And that's his doorstep. He can pretty much do whatever he likes. But the other thing, though, that really, really, really upsets me is I don't like the notion of large numbers of American civilians or people in uniform simply running away. It really bothers me. It's not that I think we should fight. I don't.
Yeah, understood.
Yep. But, this is just offensive to me.
Yeah,
I don't like it, and I'm fed up with it.
Well, that's because you're a warrior, and when you look, if you get a chance, I say to you listening, kind enough to listen with Douglas McGregor and Joe Piscopo this morning, you Google Douglas McGregor, and you saw you in battle. You understand the battle. I have not been in there, but I know from my father, you don't run. Look at Afghanistan. We ran. We're still running. There's still Americans in Afghanistan. Is that a true fact that people are still, Americans still in Afghanistan, sir?
Yes, and of course you've had large numbers of people privately on the margins with private contractors getting people out of that country that needed to leave. But again, if you're going to withdraw, if you're going to depart, there are ways to do it. There are ways to do it that make you look professional and competent. And we've chosen the worst possible ways to leave. We just look idiotic and afraid. And that's the worst thing that you can do as a great power.
Do we have 300 troops? They're calling them advisors. This is very, it sounds so much like Vietnam. We're hearing, oh, we have advisors in Ukraine, 300. So that would, in essence, mean we are in Ukraine. Actually, is that correct to say, sir?
Yes. Yeah. And of course, this was one of the sore points with President Putin. And his objection was not that Ukraine should be a free and independent state. That was not his issue. He had no objections to the Ukraine ruling itself. What he didn't like was the fact that we seem to be turning Ukraine into a hostile enemy of Russia, that we were subsidizing Ukrainian fear and hatred of Russia, and that we were promoting a posture inside Ukraine that was directly threatening to Russian security. And that's why he said, I don't want them in NATO, because as far as he could tell, if you join NATO, well, then you became hostile to Russia. This was Trump's argument. Why the hostility? They are not communists. This is not the Soviet Union. We should have a better relationship. We can do business with them. We have to figure out how to do it, and I think we'll be successful. Well, he was right. But as soon as he was out of the picture, any attempt to do that was destroyed. We got the opposite. And, you know, if you... I think it was Machiavelli, one of your Italian friends, who said, don't humiliate someone that you cannot destroy. Do you understand that? Don't humiliate someone you cannot destroy. Sounds like a reasonable suggestion, right?
Yeah, it's so true.
But we did the opposite.
Yeah, and to your point about Donald Trump, when he went in and he would have kept, we would have been, this comes from, we have learned, with this Nord Stream 2 pipeline, you can work it, and correct me if I'm wrong, so you can make Putin afraid to make a move. And he seemed to be afraid to make a move under the Trump administration, Colonel, because we had the energy, we were energy independent, we had the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. Now we gave everything away. Now he feels just free to do anything, correct?
Well, we are buying Russian oil.
Amazing.
Stop and consider that.
Amazing.
I mean, these people in charge of our government have practically destroyed the petroleum industry in the United States. It's going to take us years to recover the fracking, not to even begin going down the supply chain issues for oil. Mm-hmm. They managed to do that much damage in a little over a year. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that... Trump was never comfortable sending lots of arms and equipment to Ukraine because he reasonably argued, look, we're just, threatening Russia. We don't want to do that. In other words, let's see what we can do to negotiate a deal. You know him. He was always willing to make a deal. What's the deal? Well, the deal is you don't join NATO and you don't build up armed forces inside Ukraine that threaten Russia. As soon as he was gone, that was over. This is the problem. We have people in charge who I think are just out of touch with reality. It's worse than what you described at the beginning. They're not only living in the distant past, but these are ideologues. The oil industry must be destroyed. Russia is evil and should be destroyed. China is evil and should be destroyed. And good Lord, you go down the list. They've got so many targets for destruction here at home as well as overseas. they're going to end up at war with everyone. In fact, I think they're essentially waging war inside the United States. All you have to do is look at the Attorney General and look at look at Director Wray at the FBI and the notions that they have of what's dangerous and you know, who are the evil ones that are trying to destroy America. Well, it's guys like you and me, obviously. We're bad.
Yeah, it's true. And in regards to China as well, I don't understand. Aren't there third, fourth tier, some people call them the deep state, but the lifelong bureaucrats that are in the government, Colonel McGregor, aren't they afraid of losing America? Don't they see what's happening? Are they just willing to hand this over to China? Because in my opinion, President Biden, I use that term loosely, he has compromised, in my opinion, with China, with all that's going on there that we've yet to find out about, or the DOJ will move on that. But don't you just feel like there's like a tier in there that will protect America? That's my hope. Am I wrong? Is that hope false, do you think?
I think you've got to consider something that Americans lose sight of, especially if you talk about the intelligence community, which takes a lot of flack these days from various people.
Yep.
Every president, every general usually gets, if he pushes hard enough, the intelligence he wants. In other words, if you don't like the intelligence assessment you've gotten, you send it back and say, I don't like this. And you keep sending it back until someone shows up at your office and tells you what you want to hear. This has been a big problem for us for decades.
Mm.
You know, back in 1963, Charles de Gaulle tried to tell Jack Kennedy, don't go to Vietnam. It's hopeless. I mean, you have no chance of success over there. You can't control the countries that surround Vietnam. It's an endless morass. It's covered with mountains and jungle. Forget it. And these people are different from us. They're never going to accept us. Well, what do? We went in there. Why did we ultimately go in there? Because LBJ and his friends said, that's not what I want to hear. Give me an assessment that I can use. This is the problem. So it's not so much just the people that are at lower levels in the bureaucracy. Mm-hmm. It's the people that you have at the top. And they are, you know, potentially deadly because they are so anxious to advance themselves. And in many cases, they're political appointees anyway, that they don't care. Those are the people that we need to get rid of first. Now, as far as the rest of the bureaucracy, I'm sure there are people there that we probably would be better off without. But, you know, I wouldn't condemn the entire bureaucratic structure, let's put it this way. That's a mistake. And just understand that it's really the people at the top who are the trouble because they're going to get what they want. And if you don't give them what they want, you don't tell them what you want, you're out. I experienced that in the military, too. If the general doesn't like it, keep giving something else until he likes it. Well, what if the general's wrong? What? The general's wrong? Yeah, it's impossible. You know, this is what we're up against, and it's not going to be easy to fix. How else do you explain the same 82nd Airborne Division commander in charge again after the last performance?
Yeah, I mean, I
think Trump would have given him his papers the next day.
Yeah, you know, and God forbid you say anything positive about Donald Trump, they go, "Oh, that is such a fiery thing to say." The word Trump, but. I mean, and listen, I'm a layman. You're in the military, you know. And Donald Trump never served in the military. They accused him of avoiding the draft. Whatever it was, he had a better worldview than any of these military guys, in my view, Colonel McGregor.
Well, the people at the top, they're interested in being promoted and making millions of dollars in retirement. So they'll tell you, that is, they'll tell the American people, whatever their bosses want to hear. And, you know, we just had this new CENTCOM commander who was saying, oh, yes, we need to go in and just destroy those Houthis down in South Yemen. They're bad. We need to give Saudi Arabia and the UAE and everybody else anything they need, and we'll crush those Houthis. Well, the Houthis are a bunch of Shiites that were being attacked by al-Qaeda. They didn't like it. They fought back, and al-Qaeda was being supported by our good friends, the Saudis. And so now we want to wipe them out. I mean, this is the sort of nonsense that goes on, but the generals understand, well, that's what people on the Hill want to hear. If I tell them that, they'll give me my 4-star, and I'm happy.
Yeah, and before we let you go, Colonel, you've been very gracious with your time, sir, with this ISIS situation, and then Biden goes in, he takes out the ISIS leader, and it seemed to me like a distraction. But listen, I guess it's good that it happened, but here comes ISIS all over again. We never heard about them during the Trump administration. Here comes ISIS. Is this indeed going to be a threat to the United States, do you think, sir?
No, but we have to understand something, that the Turks have always supported ISIS without Turkish support and Turkish intelligence. ISIS could never have come into existence. Mr. Erdogan had a huge role in all of that that people here have been unwilling to mention, but it's true. And they are always going to have support in that region of the world by various actors. So the notion that you're ever going to get completely rid of it is wrong. Mm-hmm. But they're not going to threaten us per se. But of course, keep in mind, as long as your borders are open, immigration is uncontrolled, and you have no rule of law anymore in the United States, I guess everything could be a threat, right?
Exactly right. Colonel McGregor, thank you so much for taking the time. Appreciate it. Look forward to speaking to you soon, sir.
All right. Thanks very much. Bye, Joe.
Thank you, Colonel. Colonel Douglas McGregor right there speaking the truth. Joe Piscopo on the radio 20 minutes after 8 o'clock. Gordon Chang's going to jump on board. We're going to talk about North Korea with my friend Gordon, the Jersey boy that he is. And Debbie is a Jersey girl, and she's on the roads checking out traffic for you on AM 970, The Answer.
And thanks, Joe. Let's go out to the island, first of all. We're seeing some icing on the east end of the island. Definitely want to be super careful traveling still. Vets Highway westbound, as you get up through Hop Hog, it's an accident blocking one lane. We're still seeing this issue on Sunrise Highway eastbound, getting out toward Wading River Road. Everything is closed. The car went into a tree earlier there. And watch for some stop-and-go traffic as you head to the LIE westbound at Vets Highway. It's a car fire on the shoulder as well. Prepare for delays on the Cross Bronx. It's still very busy westbound into White Plains Road. An accident involving a tractor trailer and a fuel spill. Eastbound BQE, stop and go traffic getting up toward Cabman Plaza with a crash. And we're seeing delays on the eastbound Cross Bronx at Webster Ave with a collision. Inbound GWB, that's 30. Lincoln 25, Holland about 40 minutes getting into town. Partly cloudy today, high going up to 51. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Debbie Duhaime, thank you very, very much. Always wonderful. Traffic is great with Debbie. If you're sitting in traffic, we love you. Thank you for listening. I have to tell you about Tunnel to Towers. You know, I'm watching the I call them public service announcements, and that's what they really are. If you ever watch the, and they're so beautifully produced, and they have beautiful women who have lost husbands, you know, gold star families, and Frank Siller's there with them around the table talking and explaining, and the girls, you know, are saying how much the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has helped out pay off mortgage and to step up, and then to say that Tunnel to Towers not only builds homes, they rebuild families. That's what this is all about. This is a great organization, and I get tears in my eyes when I watch those Tunnel to Towers announcements, you know. So you can help out. And like Mr. Siller always says, at $11 a month, you can't go wrong. We want you to be part of this family. You know, all of us are part of this family, of the Tunnel to Towers family, and proud to be at T2T.org. You go to T2T. You do good. Never forget. Help America's greatest heroes. Remember all that they've done for us. People have risked their lives for our country and our communities, you know. And they need your help now more than ever. Not only Gold Star families, fallen first responder families, but with young children, by the way. That is a heartbreak. But our nation's most catastrophically injured. They build smart homes for the catastrophically injured. It's the least we could do. And they're helping out our homeless service members as well. So we ask $11 a month. That's all we ask. And if you want to do more, God bless you. Go for it. We'd love for you to donate more. But just contact, please, T2T.org. It's T and then the number 2 and then T.org. And thank you for being part of the family at Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Freehold Mitsubishi in Freehold Township, New Jersey is proud to be an automotive leader in our area and sponsor of the Arthur Idala Power Hour. After driving ambition for 40 years in the United States, we believe Mitsubishi Motors now launches its most exciting lineup ever. Get thunderstruck by the all-new 2022 Mitsubishi Outlander. Get high style without the high price, plus an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Choose from a wide selection of trim levels in either front-wheel drive or all-wheel control, all featuring the flexibility of third-row seating. And with special finance and lease programs, you'll be sure to find just the right Mitsubishi Outlander for you. Visit Freehold Mitsubishi today. Just a short ride from anywhere in the metro tri-state area. Visit FreeholdMitsubishi.com. That's FreeholdMitsubishi.com. Or call 732-863-2788. 732-863-2788. Freehold Mitsubishi.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
Joe on the radio telling you about what? I know, Relief Factor. Did you call? Will you please just call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF? The three-week quick starts only $19.95. I tell you about me and Larry. See, Larry, see Dr. Gorka. You hear every Mike Gallagher is going to tell you how great Relief Factor is. How about Sandra in Minnesota? Minnesota dealing with back pain for years. You know, cold it gets in Minnesota makes the pain even worse. She heard about 100% drug-free Relief Factor on the radio, decided to try it, even though she doubted it was going to work. That doesn't work, right? Right? You always hear that, right? Joe, does that really work? Well, great news. Relief Factor did work. Sandra says she's experienced amazing relief, and ever since, she feels like a new person. Don't you want to be a new person? I mean, you know, we love you, but you don't want to be out of pain, right? So if you call 800-4-RELIEF and you order that three-week quick start, we can see if you can get out of pain. I could tell you about how it works for so many people. Tens of thousands of people are out of pain because of Relief Factor. This is your time to call 800-4-RELIEF or to go to, please, relieffactor.com.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's 826. We're getting into it this hour. You know, Gordon Chang, kind enough to join us as well. He is an expert on everything China, everything North Korea, and he is a Jersey boy. Gordon, welcome back to the show, my friend. Great to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Jersey Joe.
Hey, Gordon, tell us about North Korea. Is this really a threat? They keep firing missiles ever since Donald Trump left. And they said now they could strike our country and, quote, unquote, shake the world. Is this all bluff, Gordon Chang?
I don't think so, Joe. For instance, they do have the Hwasong-15. They tested this in late November 2017. It has a range, from what we can tell from that test, that can basically hit Key West. So, yes, they can cover the entire continental United States. I mean, in November when they tested this, it actually went up very, very high and then came down. And if you stretch out the trajectory, that means it does have the range the North Koreans claim. Now, they haven't, of course, tested this in a long time, but nonetheless, we can be sure that they've been making improvements to all sorts of aspects of that missile.
That's amazing. This guy's like heck-bent on either just kind of bluffing or really, you know, making an all-out effort to go after us, for crying out loud. You know what worries me, Gordon Chang, and you know best, is that electromagnetic pulse situation, like we keep talking about. And we've talked to experts in that regard, where Korea could, if they could hit Key West, then they could hit over Nebraska, like we're saying, and they could detonate something over Nebraska that would just decimate all the electric grids all across the country, correct?
Yes, that's right. An electromagnetic pulse device, EMP, basically takes out your electric grids and anything with the computer got a chip in it. It'll fry those. So that means you can't drive your car because your car is basically a computer on four wheels. All sorts of things go. The story here, Joe, is not so much that the North Koreans can do this. I mean, EMP tech has been around for decades. The real story here is that we've known about this threat and done very little to harden our network. So this is really a story about us more than Kim Jong Fat.
Yeah. You could say that. Your Jersey personality. That's great. We will
shaming is permitted on this station, right?
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. We're so politically incorrect. No one knows. We're under the radar. But boy, oh boy, enough folks listen where they totally get it. This is great. So now, how does Biden? I'm afraid that Biden's going to deal with this the way he's dealing with Ukraine and Afghanistan. It'd be totally mismanaged. Does he know how to de-escalate this with North Korea? Does Biden? I mean, it's a rhetorical question, really. But what do you think, Gordon?
Well, Biden has put North Korea at the bottom of the inbox, which is what many presidents have done. I mean, you look at history. Really, only Clinton, when during the crisis in 1994, really put it to the top. George Bush for a very little period of time. President Obama very interestingly took the opposite tack because obviously what Clinton and Bush were doing wasn't working. So he said, okay, we're just ignoring the North Koreans, see if they'll go away. That was called strategic patience. And Biden seems to be going back to that because Biden's got so many other problems. He's not dealing with the Norks.
Yeah, and for all the criticism that President Trump received for his perceived friendship with Kim Jong Fat, why was his relationship? It was crucial to our national security, though, was it not?
Yeah, I mean, I was not a big fan of President Trump's North Korea policy, but if he had another term, he might have been able to turn this around. Because what President Trump's policy required was a long period of time. And because Trump put North Korea at the top of the inbox, there was a real chance that we might have made some progress. Now, if President Trump gets another term, you know, who knows what might happen. But right now, clearly what the Biden approach, which is the Obama approach, it, of course, is not working. There were 7 missile tests last month, Joe. The North Koreans are quite serious.
Wow. And let's go to the Beijing Olympics, if we can. Some athletes are competing in the Beijing Olympics. They're complaining they're being served cold, inadequate food. There's no internet, I'm reading here, or training equipment available to those in the quarantine hotels. I mean, why would the Chinese deprive the athletes of these essentials? And indeed, is that happening, Gordon Chang?
Well, it is indeed happening, Joe. And I think that this is intentional. This is Beijing's plan to disadvantage foreign athletes. You know, when it comes to the Olympics, Xi Jinping, the Chinese ruler, has been paying attention to the smallest details. Now, putting athletes in quarantine, basically, first of all, the COVID protocols that China insisted on are much stricter than those that the International Olympic Committee wanted. China knew what it was doing because it could put a lot of people into quarantine. It could put them into cages, which is really what's happened, not give them enough food, give them clearly inadequate food in terms of nutrition. You know, Team USA brought their own pasta because they knew that this could happen, but other teams didn't. So this was intentional, I believe, because there's no other explanation. When it comes to these Olympics, Joe, nothing is left to chance, and the Chinese are really being malicious about this.
Well, Gordon, I got to ask you this about should the Olympics been held? Because I keep thinking about 1936 when Hitler came into power. And then, of course, then we had the great Jesse Owens just really shut down the Nazis, you know, on the track and field. So maybe sometimes I think, well, you go there and you win, but there's really no winning with Beijing. They're too smart. They're too insidious, if I may, you know, in regards to who's winning, who's not winning. They will cheat. Did you think we shouldn't have gone there at all for the Olympics, Gordon?
Yeah, we should not have gone. Actually, this is far worse than 1936, because in 1936, Hitler was not committing the atrocities that China is now committing. Also, the world knew a lot less about what was going on because it was a very different world then. We know that China is committing genocide. It's crimes against humanity, which forced the attention of millions. People are being killed, executed in those camps. The only thing that the Chinese are not doing is mass executions. But China's killing people in great numbers. And we know this because they actually built a crematoria between two of these detention facilities. Lord. So you've got, as government policy, rape, torture, organ harvesting, and slavery. I mean, this to me is unspeakable, and yet we continue with these Olympics in China. You know, everyone, of course, wants athletes to have the ability to compete. But on the other side of this, we have to talk about what the Chinese were doing. So clearly, it should not have been held in China.
That's scary, man, that they're really doing that. And the big corporations, that you can't say anything. The big corporations, they'll give to, like, Marxist-like organizations in America, and then they'll deal with China. And Biden is just so compromised, it seems, Gordon Chang, that he's not doing anything. What I mean, and where's the UN on this? And by the way, where's the you know, if they're Uyghur Muslims, I want to know where the radical Muslims, like you would think, would at least say something. They're just letting this go. Why is the world on all fronts just letting this go, sir?
Yeah, everyone's intimidated by China. You know, I intimidating corporations, that's standard operating procedure. But intimidating terrorists?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, Muslim terrorists?
Exactly.
This really is something. You know, this whole thing, though, is that the world has lost its morality. I mean, China, as a matter of policy, wants the world to forget morality because what it's doing is immoral. And, you know, Biden is just taking inadequate measures to deal with this. But this is not just a Biden problem. This is a problem throughout the world.
Yeah, well, Gordon, you're a very brave man, I got to tell you. Jersey strong, as we say, Gordon Chang. Thank you. Be careful out there, but thank you so much for always stepping up and speaking the truth, my friend. Just so great to have you with us and to be your friend. Love to Lydia, Gordon, and please come back soon.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Joe. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Gordon Chang right there. The brave young man right there. I say young man because we're pretty much the same age. He just looks 20 years younger than I do. Hey, 8:35 with Joe on the radio. Hey, Al's in the newsroom on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
40 degrees at 8:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Two MTA workers are being hailed as heroes for their quick action to save the life of a man who fell onto the tracks in Brooklyn last month. Scott Blundo and Brian Walter were doing routine inspection work at the Avenue M station on January 30th when they were told a man had fallen onto the tracks. The workers were able to alert a train that was coming into the station to stop. They also quickly turned off power to the electrified third rail. The rider safely taken off the tracks. The MTA says Blundo and Walter likely saved the rider's life by their actions. Union County is moving forward with a plan to add more land to the Passaic River Parkway County Park. Board of County Commissioners say work is progressing to acquire a vacant property located on Springfield Avenue in Berkeley Heights. An existing building was knocked down last month. Restoration is now underway on the plot that is more than an acre. Commissioner Chair Rebecca Williams says the parcel will add a key piece of riverside land to the Passaic River Parkway. In sports, Islanders over the Canucks 6-3. And as you heard right here last night on The Answer, Seton Hall beat Xavier 73-71. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Let's see what's happening as we take a ride to the New England Thruway northbound, slowing down as you get up through Port Chester. They're doing some guardrail repairs because of an earlier accident over there. Traffic is still slowing down at the inbound George Washington Bridge, 25 into the upper, 10 to the lower. Inbound side of the Lincoln Tunnel, you're still waiting about 30. Holland Tunnel, 30 in from both approaches. Problems on Route 4 westbound at Forest Avenue, Paramus, a collision there. The New Jersey Turnpike, the eastern spur, is still closed southbound, getting down past the Caucasus and in toward Newark because of an earlier truck fire. They're still working over there. You're going to have to use the western spur instead. And we're still seeing volume on the Hutch northbound at Orchard Beach with a collision. Major problem still on the Cross Bronx west at White Plains Road. An accident and a fuel spill. Belt Parkway eastbound slowing down by Cross Bay Boulevard with an accident being cleared. Northern State westbound by Round Swamp Road construction. Partly cloudy today. High of about 50. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Navage. Worried about what you're breathing in? With each breath, allergens, germs, and viruses get trapped in your nose. Now there's a simple, easy, and effective way to clean your nose and protect your health. It's called Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Available at Navage.com.
Perillo Tours is starting their 77th year in business with vacations to Italy and now Hawaii and Spain, too. Join me, Jersey Joe, on a special Perillo tour to Italy in a very intimate group. Steve Perillo and I have put together a very special Best of Italy trip for some of my closest friends, my AM 970 radio family. Rome, Florence, Sorrento, Venice, Capri, Pompeii, and a special side trip to the home of Padre Pio, Pietrelcina. We'll have a blast getting to know each other a little better, laughing and telling stories. Steve's also arranged for a special performance from me taking place in Rome. Come fly with me, baby. Perillo Tours. Call them at 800-431-1515. Tell them you want to fly away with Joey to Italy. 800-431-1515. Ask for the new 2022 Italy brochure or visit PerilloTours.com. Now traveling to Hawaii and Spain.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you missed those classic New York nights? The types of evenings where you could go out with your loved ones and have great fun and make great memories while eating great food? Well, when I think of Sardi's here in Manhattan, that's the kind of evening that comes to mind. fact, when Max was on the show, he was making me hungry just talking about his great menu, especially now that they finished their beautiful renovations and are welcoming back the pre-show theater goers and the post-show revelers. Whether it's the legendary crab cake or the 18-month Parmesan, prosciutto, and melon plate, the cannellonis, the steak tartare, the grilled filet medallions. Friends, your mouth, if it's not watering yet, I don't know if anything can make it. Make your reservation, 212-221-8440. That's 212-221-8440. And rediscover a little bit of New York magic. Sardi's, 212-221-8440.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Joe on the radio telling you about Route 22 Toyota. Here's the number right off the bat, 973-705-8905. You remember that, huh? 973-705-8905. Speak with someone on Alex Kinsella's team. They're paying more now than ever before for your current vehicle because of the way the automotive industry is so upside down. Whether you finance, lease your vehicle, own it outright, it's worth more than ever before. You can go to Route 22 Toyota right there in Hillside, New Jersey. But if you call 973-705-8905 or you go here, if you're driving, just remember, please, Route22Toyota.com, and you'll see the deals that you can get. Supply is low. This is wild. Which means your vehicle is in demand, and our friends over at Route 22 Toyota are making it worth your while. Doesn't matter whether you buy a car there, lease a car there, whatever. Your vehicle is worth more. And then I saw in the news the other day, I told you before, it said like that some people have cars that they bought, the used cars really now, but it's their cars are worth more than what they paid for it originally. So 973-705-8905, you owe it to yourself to check it out. If you can get a car, please check out Route 22 Toyota. You can call 973-705-8905, speak with someone on Alex's team, or you can go to Route 22 West right there in Hillside, New Jersey, or online again at Route22Toyota.com.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe on the radio, good morning. Happy Thursday. What I want. Joe on the radio, and it's great to have you with us, 877-970-2999. Marilyn is calling in from Brooklyn. Hi, Marilyn. Good morning. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind this morning?
Good morning, Joe. Two things very quickly. First, I'm going to Michael's of Brooklyn tomorrow.
Okay.
That's number one. Got to get that out.
First and foremost, I love it. I love it. You're going to have a great time. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah. No, I've eaten there. We go regularly. But anyway, the other thing I wanted to say was the Democrats, you said earlier, very, very nervous because of Joe Biden's polling numbers.
Yep.
They're very low. If they get too low, they're not going to be able to legitimately re-perpetrate the fraud that they did the first time. So that's why they're very nervous, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you may be right. Well said. And listen, what are you going to order when you go to Michael's of Brooklyn, Maryland? What are you going to order? What's your favorite? Huh?
I always get a filet of sole, oreganata. My kids yell at me that I always get the same thing, but that's what I love.
That's great. Listen, give Fred my best. Give our best to the family, all right? And thank you, Marilyn.
I will. Thank you.
You're right. Yeah, checking in. Yeah, the poll numbers are so dramatically low for Joe Biden. You're right. They get nervous because I got to say it carefully because I want to just move on. But something went on in 2020, and you know it, and I know it, and everybody knows it. There's no way. It just goes. Would Donald Trump have lost? Maybe, but not by like 10, 12 million votes. I mean, really. And then not. And why all the shenanigans? And then why are, when you talk to John Solomon, and then we invite you to Google Just the News and John Solomon and find out the facts where things are changing. Voting laws are tightening up in states that were questionable in Pennsylvania, you know, and in Georgia and in some other states as well. So something went on, and it was in many ways brilliant because they won the election somehow. But I mean, really, and they used COVID. They said, oh, we're going to mail in the ballots. Something went on, whatever it is. My opinion right now, and I know you don't like to hear this, but you got to move on because they're not going to go back and change it. They're not. And when Mike Pence steps up and goes, you know, President Trump was wrong. You had to accept the election. No, you didn't, Vice President Pence. You could have stopped it. He could have said right there, this looks too shady to me, and I can't back it, and I'm sorry. Look, I love you all, but I can't do it. And that's all he had to say in a nice, pragmatic, objective way. But he was hook, line, and sinker with the regime, and he was wrong. So, having said that, you got to move on because you could really obsess about it. Well, you know what they did, And if you read Molly Hemingway's book that I keep talking about called Rigged, you'll find out that it was bought and sold. Why? Why? Mark Zuckerberg, the head of one of the biggest media conglomerates in the world, can give $400+ million to swing states so people vote for Biden. It's how in the name of God does that happen? Where's the fairness in that? Where's the government in that? So crooked and swampy and insidious and just, it's like the virus itself. That's what politics in America is these days, you know? And again, you could, all right, Donald Trump did this, he did that. Okay, got it. But really, have a guy that stood up to stand up and really get the votes. This was so, something was up. So let's move on, okay? Let's move on. And I know you don't want to do that. Hopefully someone has the courage. Hopefully there's an organization, you know, Project Veritas or somebody could vote, could go back and see really what happened in the 2020 voting fiasco. But when you move on, now you got to watch out. And now we've talked about John, we talked to John Solomon, talked to some experts. They've tightened that up. And I would say to the Republicans, because they don't listen and they don't fight, You got to be at those voting places. You got to go to Governor Youngkin in Virginia, and you got to say, Governor, what did you do? How did you maintain the votes of the people? And that whatever Youngkin and Winsome Sears did, Lieutenant Governor, whatever they did, we should do throughout the rest of the country. And that's just eyes on eyes. The way you watch your money, if somebody watching this, watching that, you need to have eyes on it. And you could probably do it maybe with the National Guard. But the Republicans have to stand up and do it. Otherwise, I'm telling you something. They are so good. The Democrats, you can't. Listen, you don't like to hear it. They're so smart. They really, they know how to fight. They fight better. They know how to distract better. You know, I like the way they asked Nancy Pelosi, this was my favorite yesterday. What about, you make money on stocks? Your husband make money on stocks? Well, maybe Congress shouldn't really get the inside line. We could, I'll accept a law maybe, and I'll side with the Republicans on trying where members of Congress shouldn't be able to buy stock. But what about the Supreme Court? You see, she is as insidious as the virus. Nancy Pelosi is as far as getting the point across. She is so smart and such a seasoned politician, and I don't mean that as a compliment. She knows how to play that swamp game. Let me throw that another shiny object out there. It's the Supreme, what, the Supreme Court? Oh, yeah, maybe they should. And then everybody, then that becomes a story. It was brilliant. We have to be smarter. We have to be smarter. And there's guys like me who are like right of center, right? And just love the country and really want what's best for the country. I don't want to have to pay extraordinary taxes. I don't want extraordinary regulations. I don't want people kneeling for the national anthem. I want to bring pride back to America. I want a leader that tells us how great we are, not that we're racist. I want people who say, look, there's people burning down cities. They're the racists. They're wrong. But no, it's the white supremacists who are wrong. Give me a break on all of this. I don't want somebody like that. I want somebody who's in charge. And I feel helpless because I'm like in the middle. I don't trust the Republicans. I really don't trust the Democrats. So what do you do? Those of us who are like right in the middle of the country, independents, libertarians, whatever you want to call us, we feel helpless. So you got to put, I think, your hope in the Republican Party. And I doubt the Republican Party has the courage, stamina, strength, or the valor to do what they have to do. Because what happened last time when Donald Trump goes in and shakes the world, that the Republicans ran and stuck their head in sand and ran like a bunch of scared rabbits. So we got to stay smart. How do we stay smart? You keep talking about it on the radio. Hopefully you keep talking. We can bring the best experts on the radio, and hopefully we'll get to where we got to go. And that is to a stronger America. Because like Breyer, this Justice Breyer gets up there. He goes, well, we're an experiment. You know, we're still an experiment. And it's yet to be seen if the experiment is working. Get that guy off the Supreme Court. How dare you say something like that with that academia mindset? Overeducated. That's the worst thing you could be, is overeducated. Everything is theory. It's all ideological theory. But those of us who work for a living, we've got to listen to a Supreme Court justice tell this experiment's not working. It's working. It's the most brilliant experiment that is working, and it's called the United States of America, and we are strong, and we are a good people. And it's about time we got somebody in charge that believes like we believe in this great country. Okay, 10 minutes before 9 o'clock. Debbie's on the roads. I knew I'd get fired up before long. Hey, now I'll check my blood pressure now. Through the roof.
Yes, you got to do that. You know, I went and got my blood pressure done the other day when I gave blood, and it was 96 over 62. It was low. I'm like, am I alive?
You are one cool gal. Hey, that's cool. Did they say it was too low? That's remarkably low. Wow.
They said, well, it's always a low normal. It's usually 100 over something, but... You know, it was a little lower. I'm like, just watch me so I don't pass out. I told them, but I didn't, thank goodness.
I know.
I did pass out once when I gave blood right afterward. Boom.
You did, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm just so, ugh. But God bless you for doing that. We need the blood, and Debbie, you're great. So you keep giving the blood, and I'll keep telling you how great you are.
You're not doing it. I got it.
If they need it, if somebody needs it, I'll give it to them.
If your family needs it, right?
Can I stand when I do it? Do I have to lay down on that without everybody else?
Lay down. Just relax. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. Well, you can wipe down the seat first. You know, don't worry.
I'll bring my Lysol with me. That'll work. Yeah, sure.
Come in a Michelin suit.
It's me, 851 Debs on the Rose on AM 970, The Answer. Thanks, Deb.
Thanks, Joe. Let's go out to the New England Thruway northbound, getting up through Portchester. They're doing guardrail repairs in the right lane. It's from an earlier accident. We're still seeing delays this morning on the Hutch North at Orchard Beach with a crash in the Bronx. Bronx River Parkway southbound at Fordham Road, accident being cleared. It's still really tough on the Cross Bronx West at White Plains Road. Cleanup of an earlier accident involving a tractor trailer and a fuel spill. That's still going on. Eastbound Cross Bronx at Webster, an accident as well. Let's go out to the Belt Parkway. Problems down the Belt Parkway eastbound, getting out toward Cross Bay Boulevard. All lanes subject to closure with a collision there. Grand Central Parkway West at 188th, it's an accident. Taking a ride to Sunrise Highway, getting out toward Wading River Road, heading eastbound. Looks like you still have that ongoing investigation. Four westbound at Forest Ave and Paramus, a crash. New Jersey Turnpike, Eastern Spur South closed down in Newark with ongoing repairs. Use the Western Spur instead. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher just wants to stay focused.
Now they're pretending that we Republicans are unable to denounce violence. And they're going to try to take that lie and run with it leading to the midterm elections. So it's incumbent upon us to ignore the noise, to avoid the lies, to be aware of what is truth.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
People with cancer prefer Dr. Lederman's innovative cancer treatment. Many are so disappointed not to get the same care elsewhere. Dr. Lederman is first in Western Hemisphere with body radiosurgery, non-invasive, highly successful outpatient cancer treatment where we attack cancer. No cutting, no bleeding. Dr. Lederman's first. When all others thought standard treatment was okay, Dr. Lederman doesn't settle for okay. Why should you? For newer recurrent cancers, most anywhere in the body, even if chemo, surgery, or radiation didn't work, isn't tolerated, or isn't wanted. The original, Dr. Lederman. Don't settle for excuses and imitation. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES, for appointment and free booklet DVD. 1384 Broadway at 38th, most insurance, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. Don't be disappointed elsewhere. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES.
Cash Call Mortgage is a DBA of Impact Mortgage Corp. NMLS ID 128231. Not all applicants will qualify. Equal housing lender. Licensed by California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation. Residential Mortgage Lending Act License Number 413-1083. Not licensed in all states, including New York. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions. Or visit cashcallmortgage.com.
Are you being denied a home loan or refi because you're a 1099 employee, self-employed, or a real estate investor? It can be frustrating, but it doesn't have to be, thanks to Cash Call Mortgage. At Cash Call Mortgage, we'll take the time to understand you and your income flow. Using 1099 income, rental income, and bank statements, you could qualify for a home mortgage or refi at a lower rate. So if you're being turned down for a home loan or refi because you're self-employed, a 1099 earner, or a real estate investor, instead of hearing denied, you could be hearing approved. To see if you qualify, visit cashcallmortgage.com or call now 800-931-6651. That's 800-931-6651. 800-931-6651.
I am Piscopo Pillow. I am my pillow. You know, I have everything. Everything I tell you about, I have at the house. I got the Giza Dream sheets. Forget about it. I'm not a sheets guy. I'll sleep on the floor. I really will. But once I feel the sheets, I go, wow, these are nice. And then I've got a brand new MyPillow, you know, and it's the king size pillow, and it just keeps my neck straight, so you don't have a crick in your neck when you get up in the morning. It's perfect. And then of course the MyPillow mattress topper, perfect. Now look at these deals for Mr. Lindell, please. 60% off on the Giza Dream sheets. Low as $39.99. Sheets as low as $39.99. But while supplies last. So you got to call 800-651-0798. Go to MyPillow.com. Go to the radio listener specials. That's for you. Get 60% off on the Giza Dream Sheets. Now the MyPillow slippers. I love the slippers. Al makes fun of me, but I love the slippers. I wear them all the time. They're great. I got them for all the kids with the slippers, the MyPillow slippers. How about 50% off if you use the promo code JOEP? 50% off the MyPillow slippers. 60% off the Giza Dream Sheets. But it's while supplies last. So use the promo code JOEP. Get that 60-day money-back guarantee. You got nothing to lose and a 10-year warranty. 800-651-0798. Go to MyPillow.com. Remember the promo code JOEP.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Coming up at 3 on AM 970. The answer.
Joe Lumberg is the man, the marathon man, meteorologist. Joey, good morning to you, my friend. How you doing?
Doing great this morning. I just ate some breakfast, so I feel even better right now.
Yeah, listen, you get up without the breakfast, I know, and then you ride through all the hours of the morning. It's good to get something in your system. Al makes 8 cups. I do something quickly, but do you make it the night before, or do you make it on the fly in the morning while you're
usually
working?
Usually I just, you know, grab whatever is there and throw it in, and I eat it on the run. But I said I'm going to make sure that I have a break long enough so I can go into the break room and cook myself a real
good for
breakfast.
You.
So I just made some bacon. And eggs. I'm happy
now. Ah, there's the man. Hey, how we doing weather-wise? Warmer today, a little chillier today.
Yes,
how we doing
yes.
there, Joe?
53 yeah. today with sunshine and some clouds. Good breeze this afternoon. 50 tomorrow, 57 Saturday. Don't get used to it. There's a cold front that comes through late Saturday. Much colder for Sunday. Could start out the day with some snow. It's very cold on Monday. Then the cold eases by the middle of next week.
All right. Well done, Joe Lumberg. Appreciate it, my friend. And now, enjoy your bacon and eggs. There it is. Hey, 8:57. We're coming up to 9 o'clock. Dr. Nicole Sapphire, she is on fire, and she will join us live on the radio in the 9 o'clock hour. Also, Mark Morgan's going to join us. Rafael Manguel as well, senior fellow at Manhattan Institute's policy and public. They talk about everything when it comes to crime in New York, and we're going to talk about all the crime rise in every single borough of New York. Can't make this up. And we're going to talk about it when we come back. Don't go away.